Promisegod.net.
Hi, Brother Thomas. This is Sister Mary.
Yes, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, I just came across a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that says, love thinketh no evil. What exactly does that mean?
Yes, Sister Mary, I'd be glad to tell you what that verse means that you found in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, where it says, love thinketh no evil. Well, so far, goodness is not so hot from what we have seen up to now. You know, so far, we are discovering that we are living our lives in a grade of about 100% of sin, our disobedience to love or to God. Yeah, so far, we can say we are 100% guilty of being disobedient to God and His behavior known as love. We must also confess we practice very well in our daily lives all that we have learned as to what sin really is up to now. And after all, we have been practicing this behavior since birth. But let us now continue with our comparison of love and that behavior known as sin or disobedience. Turn, if you would, Sister Mary, to your Bibles, to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, where it says, love thinketh no evil. Let's examine this verse by first defining the word think. In the Greek, this word means more than just to ponder or to meditate upon. Here it means to write or to account to. This word is a word which is used in the Bible as referring to an accountant or a bookkeeper. A bookkeeper is one who keeps a written record of all transactions that takes place in order to hold those responsible for those transactions. In short, the verse is simply stating that love does not keep record of all the past wrongs performed against it. Such a person who practices record keeping is a person who does not practice the act of forgiveness. Those who practice record keeping are very accurate in their remembrance as to every detail of that which was done to them. Why, they can tell you the very year, month, week, and the very day you offended them. Some are even able to tell you the exact room for which it took place in, and the exact position for which you were standing or sitting, the type of clothing you were wearing, and even the color of it. Bookkeepers are angry and bitter people who still bear the emotional pain of their wounds, some as long as 1 to even 50 years. But the memory of it is as fresh as it had been as if it had happened yesterday. They can even tell you every word that was spoken. And the wound and its intensity of its pain is as fresh as the day that it was afflicted. For they nurture it by recalling it to their memory day after day, keeping the fires of their anger aroused. They often bear within their minds and emotions what is known as bitterness. The meaning of bitterness is a sharp and distasteful. One of the symptoms of bitterness is when one speaks in quick, sharp answers, which will be rude and offending. A bitter person will also experience a distaste of not being able to withstand being in their presence. If you have any of these symptoms, you're a bitter and unforgiving record keeper who needs to learn how to ask forgiveness. Take a person, for instance, standing outside with a watering hose, watering a tree, or even watering a plant. This process of watering is known as nurturing, or feeding the tree in order that it may continue to live and grow and to become even larger. Although the work of the water is not actually a function of the tree itself or the plant, but what that person is doing is very important to keep the tree alive. Let us look at another example. Oftentimes, you may hear a person refer to nurturing a fire. This is referring to the adding of wood to the already existing flames in order to keep the fire alive or not allowing the fire to die down. So also, in like manner, a person who is unwilling to forgive must keep their anger alive or inflamed by not allowing the time to rob their memory of the offense of the wound. Otherwise, their memory will become old and stale. So, therefore, they must continue day after day to revisit the scene of the crime daily, and maybe even moment by moment of each day as long as they live, within the very confines of their own imagination. What is the life source of, to our unforgiveness? What else? Our selfishness. The areas of our own interest, comfort, happiness, well-being, our pleasures. So what is this verse referring to? It says, thinketh no evil. It's actually talking about unforgiveness. And unforgiveness is a sin, and it is one of the sin characters that is opposite of the love character. So being an unforgiving person is a sin that's contrary to what love is. And but love will forgive the wrongs performed against it and refuses to carry around the burden of any guilt upon its conscience. Therefore, love will quickly ask to be forgiven for any wrong attitudes, behaviors, words, and actions that he may have done toward another, desiring not to be the source of any pain or hurt to someone else. Forgiveness is the only solution to getting rid of the anger, hate, and bitterness of a guilty conscience. How do you know when you have truly forgiven somebody? The conscience is a tool used by God to alert us as to when you have broken the law of God, known as love. The conscience is an alarm system that intensifies one's emotions, warning you when you're about to do something against that behavior known as love. If you have a bad attitude or have done something wrong towards someone and have not asked forgiveness, your conscience will bring to your mind again and again the person and the event. When you have forgiven, they will no longer keep popping up in your mind, and the pain will no longer be there when it is brought up. Ephesians 4:32 and Ephesians 5:1-2. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. The motive of our forgiveness is to be the example of God's love expressed to us by His Son, Jesus Christ, upon the cross of Calvary, where He died for the sins of disobedience of the world, that if accepted by each person as a gift, God will forgive them and give them eternal life. As Christ died for and to the sins of the disobedient behavior of others, so are we to die to the offenses and wrongs done against us and forgive our offenders. Let our forgiveness be unconditional toward our offenders even before they ask it of us. We are to forgive, and there's to be no requirements in order to acquire our forgiveness, but it is to be freely given as it is freely given to us by God. Have you ever brought up a person's past to them because you can't forgive what they have done? It's known as unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a sin.
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. ¶¶